Well, one of the dangers of giving a sermon on a national holiday is that people sometimes confuse the difference between worshiping God and honoring our country, as if they're somehow connected. We worship God, who is all-powerful and the creator of all that is, a God who is perfect and without flaw, a God who is all-knowing and all-powerful and always present. At the same time, we honor our country for the freedom it gives us to worship or not to worship according to our conscience. We honor those who've served and those who have given their lives to protect these freedoms and our way of life. At the same time, we acknowledge that our country, which we love, is fallible and imperfect and therefore not to be worshiped. We worship God and God alone. Well, today our scripture reading reminds us to remember and to honor those who've gone before us, to honor those on whose shoulders that we stand, be it a biblical character, a spiritual mentor, or a soldier who has sacrificed his or her life. And today we're reminded of the importance to just stop, honor, and say thank you for the people who've gone before us and paved a path for us to travel. Our scripture reading for today comes from the 12th chapter of the New Testament book of Hebrews, and we'll be reading just a few short verses, verses 1 through 3. But before I read those words to you, I want to give you just a little background. The book of Hebrews was written to a group of Christians who, when faced with increasing opposition, were in danger of abandoning their faith. The writer is seeking to encourage them in their faith, and in the 11th chapter, the writer begins a long list of people who were strong in their faith, even in and especially during difficult times. People like Noah and Abraham and Sarah and Moses and David. The writer mentions them as examples of people who went before them and lived out their faith in bold ways despite the blocks and the roadblocks they faced. And the writer calls them a great cloud of witnesses. Listen to these words from the writer of Hebrews. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we ask for you to speak to us through these words of faith and through the whispers of your Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.
We honor selflessness as you bravely set aside your own wants and needs to defend those who could not defend themselves. Your acts of sacrifice upheld hope, opportunity, and freedom for generations to come. You have built a bright future for our children and our children's children. We honor you.
We honor courage as you proudly fought for our country and all that it stands for. In the face of fear, you stood tall, holding true to the convictions of this great nation, never backing down or admitting defeat. You were an example of strength as you marched forward with certainty, heads high, hearts full, and ready to face any obstacle ahead. We honor you.
We honor leadership as you demonstrated excellence for all of us to follow. The strength and passion inspires a nation to achieve, not only in service, but in our daily lives. Resiliency, determination, and fortitude are just a few of the qualities you've shown us. We honor you.
We honor camaraderie as you never left a fallen brother or sister behind. Others' lives were as important to you as your own. At risk to yourself and without a second thought, you ran dauntlessly into the field of battle to pull your brother or sister from the trenches, carrying them to safety. We honor you.
We honor humility as through your strength,
you still show gentleness, never boasting or prideful, but humble in service and character, showing us that true heroes are not self-proclaimed, but silently seen. We honor you.
We honor greatness.
As today we remember
many men and women who gave their lives in service to this nation.
They are our fathers,
mothers,
husbands,
neighbors,
sons,
cousins,
daughters,
brothers,
friends,
and heroes. We honor you.
I've long been fascinated by the period of time that preceded and included World War II. I've often wondered why so few people stood up to the growing Nazi movement, and especially why, in many cases, Christians did not stand up against this evil, and why, in many cases, they were even complicit. I read many of the books written by David Eisenhower, grandson of President Eisenhower. David is a professor at Penn and has focused much of his academic work on this period of time. So one of the high points of my life so far was spending 10 days last spring in France and Germany and England, guided by David and Julie Eisenhower, and attending lectures by him and other scholars that were part of the alumni association that I traveled with. I think part of the reason I'm so fascinated with this time period is my father spent 3 years stationed in Bath, England, with the Army Air Force and played a role, a small role, in the D-Day invasion. So to walk the beaches of Normandy, to spend time in the American cemetery was probably one of the most emotional experiences of my life. And it was there at the cemetery that David Eisenhower read a tribute to my father and to family members of our group who had taken part in the invasion. I think we have a very brief clip of that.
Air Force Technical Sergeant Glenn B. Somers, father to Mark B. Somers and his wife Catherine B. Somers, served as a mechanical engineer from 1942 to 1946, and was involved in the design and manufacture of aircraft carburetors for low-level flights during the D-Day campaign.
Now, I'm not a person who shows emotion very easily. I don't cry very often. But this was an incredible emotional experience for me. Not only remembering the sacrifice of my father and his service to our country during those years, but all who died on that beach, and all who gave their lives to give us our freedom. So I think it's incredibly important that every now and then we just stop and we remember and we honor those who sacrificed their lives for us. George Santayana, the 17th century Spanish philosopher, once penned these words: "Those who fail to learn from history are what? Doomed to repeat it." Our memories often have an amazing power to protect us and to guide us if we take the time to remember. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, Moses encounters the burning bush, and it was there that God called him to do the impossible, to free the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And in Exodus 3:6, God says to Moses, "I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Now, why did he do that? Because the people had forgotten about God. They had forgotten about the great acts of God, and they needed to be reminded. Now, you see, in the Hebrew culture, long before they had printing presses and long before the written word was used to record history, the Hebrew people passed on great truth through story. Oral tradition was the way to teach their children stories that would guide them for their lifetime. And they were instructed to pass on those stories to their children and grandchildren. So when God said to Moses, "I am the God of your ancestors, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob," he said, "Remember." remember, remember. And Moses knew immediately who he was dealing with. In Deuteronomy 6, we read these instructions to the people of Israel. Never forget these commands. Teach them to the children. Repeat them when you're at home and when you're away, when you're resting and when you're working. Tie them to your arms. Wear them on your forehead. Write them on the post to your house and on your gates. And what did Jesus say to his disciples at the Last Supper? Do this in what? Remembrance of me. Because remembering the great acts of God throughout history reminds us of who we are. It reminds us of the great sacrifices that people of faith have made and how those sacrifices have blessed us and continue to bless us in our lives today. We remember what happened in Nazi Germany. We remember what happened at Pearl Harbor. We remember McCarthyism. We remember Vietnam. We remember Watergate. It reminds us of our need to stay vigilant and to pay the price required to protect our freedom. And we honor those who've paid such a great price to do so. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, the writer reminds us as people of faith who went before us. People who did the right thing when doing the right thing was hard. The writer was giving this kind of wall of honor of people that we can look back on as examples and examples that inspire us to do the right thing. Now, let me ask you a little question. If you had a personal wall of honor, whose names would be on that wall? Who are the people who've inspired you? Who are the people by their words or their actions still live inside of you and still speak to you? Who'd be on your wall? In my own life, I think of one guy by the name of Robert Reardon. He was president of the college that I graduated from. He used to speak, he was a great speaker, and he always challenged us when he spoke at chapel, but I'll never forget the words that he said to us as we graduated, his charge to the seniors. Those words are still in my head and in my heart after all these years, and it's been a few. And my hope is that I continue to honor him and honor all the other people that played such an important role in my life, that I honor them with my actions and the way I live. And as a nation, we honor, and rightly so, the men and women who have died in the service of our country. People have given their lives to protect our freedoms and guard us from tyranny. In our reading for today, it says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let's throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that easily entangles us. Our heroes, those that have gone before us and set an example, are a great cloud of witnesses that inspire us to do the right thing even when doing the right thing is wrong, is hard. So we remember and we honor them. And again, from our reading for today, it says, let's run this race with perseverance, the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinners that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Can you think of any accomplishments that you've had that have come without sacrifice? St. Paul writes in the book of Romans, we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance produces character, and character, hope. So we honor those and learn from those who have gone before us, and we've learned to not give up no matter what, no matter how difficult the challenge. Winston Churchill took 3 years to get through eighth grade. He had a hard time learning English. And it seems kind of ironic that years later, Oxford University asked him to address its commitment, ask him to address its commitment exercise. And he arrived, as usual, with a cigar, a cane, and a top hat. And Churchill approached the podium, the crowd applauded, and then he set the crowd down, removed his cigar and placed it on the podium, placed his top hat on the podium, and he gazed out looking at the audience. And then he shouted, "Never give up." Several seconds went by, and he rose up on his toes and repeated, "Never give up." There was just silence. And Churchill reached for his hat, his cigar, steadied himself with his cane, left the platform. That was his commencement address. I've thought about trying that for a sermon, and I don't know. I don't think that'll go over. But his message is, don't give up. Run the race ahead of you, knowing that there is a great cloud of witnesses cheering you on. As we remember those who've gone before us, we remember those examples that inspire us. We remember those who have sacrificed self for the good of others, and we honor them as they challenge us to persevere and get through our present challenges and to never give up. So today, as we honor those who've served and we honor those who've gone before us, I want you to spend a little time thinking about people who follow you. It's really about honoring the people who have blessed you by paying it forward and blessing those who come after you. When you look back and remember the people who've made a difference in your life, who will you be remembered by? Who will put you on their wall of honor? Who will be inspired to press on and persevere because of your actions and your words and the seeds that you've planted in their lives? Last Saturday, we had a memorial service here for a guy that was a regular attender at our 5:30 service, really quiet guy, Philip Resch. Some of you may know him, Fip, as we like to call him. He was this quiet man, a lifelong bachelor, but a man who had dedicated his life to serving others. He was a math teacher at FM for 22 years. He was a volunteer firefighter with the DeWitt Firehouse for 69 years. He was a Boy Scout leader. He was on the ski patrol at Toggenburg. And when I was preparing for the memorial service, I heard from so many people who had stories to tell me about the impact that Phil had on their lives. Because see, there's this ripple effect that radiates from our actions and makes an impact on the lives of others. And quite often we have little, if any, idea of just how far-reaching our words and our deeds might go. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, there's a story of Jesus sending out his disciples, and he tells them, "You've received without paying, so give without being paid." Jesus was in effect telling his disciples, pay up forward. Their lives had been dramatically changed by Jesus and by his words and by what he taught and by how he lived. And now he says to his disciples, go, do what you've learned from me. So today, as we remember those who've gone before us, and what we've learned and how we've been inspired by their perseverance, it need not end there. You have the opportunity to pay it forward, no matter who you are. Maybe it's through your career. Maybe you're a teacher or a coach, a pastor, a counselor. Maybe it's not in your vocation, but your advocation. Maybe it's teaching kids at church or leading a small group. Maybe it's serving the hungry or taking time to listen to your neighbor or a friend to be there for people. Who knows what ripples you can make? Who knows what future leaders you're inspiring right now? So today, as we remember those who've gone before us, we honor them. Those who've given and paid a price so we don't have to. And today we give thanks for the perseverance of those who serve. And today we think about the ways we can pay forward the sacrifice that others have made for us. Let us pray. Lord God, we remember and honor those who've gone before us, for that great cloud of witnesses that inspire us and cheer us on. Help us to honor them and to honor you as we pass on your truths by our actions and by the way we live. May we always live in a way that honors you and the sacrifice that you made on our behalf. We pray this in the name of Christ. Amen.